right, so now this is an interesting deal. A list has come out of the 50 most influential gadgets of all times, compiled by Time Magazine.
That's hard to do, round them all up, but okay.
Now, that and Time Magazine, I mean, you've got to figure it out. I mean, 50 most influential gadgets of all times. Now, at number 50 is Google Glass, which, as you pointed out, nobody wears, but it made the top 50. I mean, that was it was a bit of an offshoot. Now, we just talked to a guy a few minutes ago about contact lenses that it'll do the same thing. It'll record what you see and then play it back in your own eyeballs for you.
Mm-hmm. And the glass, they shelved the idea in 2015 because it wasn't really exactly the answer. But now Google's working on those the lenses, too, he told us. The contact lenses that can secretly record things.
I think another strange offshoot was the Segway. That's at number 48. You still see them around.
You do. I think so.
Remember there was like a when they announced the Segway, they had
so much hype,
right? That it was going to change the way the humans transport themselves as forever, and it would you know make everything completely irrelevant that had come before it, from the wheel to the horse to the car, to the train, to the plane, to the space shuttle, and it wasn't.
It really didn't have that big of an impact. Mostly, no. It seems like people use them for tourist activities, right? You go to the lakefront, you see some of the museums and the sites on the Segway, and I see them in other cities when I visit them. People get on Segway tours.
I only see police officers and tourists using them in the city. That's it.
And Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
About it.
It's true. It's a great image. Really wasn't great for the Segway, I don't think so. Sales.
No. Not since the hover round has something made people seem more irrelevant than that. I mean, when you see somebody in a hover round, you're like, oh, that's mm-hmm. so, it's sort of sad, isn't it?
But then the hoverboard, what's the thing? The hoverboard, the things that blow up and when they're the lithium battery things, that sort of supplanted them until they realized that they were blowing up with the battery problems, because that was cooler than the Segway when you're just sort of on like a skateboard with wheels, and it looked like more people were using those. But I don't see those around as much either.
The DJI Phantom.
What's that?
That is a small drone that will be delivering packages, recording our family get-togethers, and helping first responders find people trapped in a disaster.
Wait, that sounds
important.
They're
tiny little drones that can maintain themselves. Now, they had a little bit of a problem with this. Like, you know, the government uses drones that are the size of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the military has those that they get like a size of a house fly. They can, you know, fly around and get inside a place. Those nanobots.
Yeah.
But now the Chinese are, it's a Chinese firm. The Phantom is going to be able to, you know, sit there and like, it will record your Thanksgiving dinner with your family.
Gee, I don't know. You want that.
Who needs that? Right?
You mean they'll have like consumer use pretty
yeah.
soon?
Yeah. They'll record the guy saying, you know, Donald Trump, I'm so glad that, you know, he's president of the United States now, because now we can get rid of all those people. Which people?
Which people are we talking about now? You don't ask follow-ups, really.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. That was Mother's Day for us. We already had that. I'm sure a lot of people will relate to that. That probably happened. Politics comes up and whoop!
Oh, boy.
Very divisive these days.
God,
very,
yes.
very divisive.
Lovely woman came up to me at our event on Saturday here at the at Howells and Hood.
Derby party.
The Derby,
fun Derby party.
Said, I cannot talk to you about Donald Trump because I love him.
So we're taking that off the table.
I said, then please don't.
That's when our Mother's Day party said, hey, who's with Trump? Everyone? And everyone's just sort of shut up. It just was like, you know, I'm not sure we want to go there. The mood is light. The weather is nice. It's just, let's leave it alone.
Oh, he's going to fix all those people, you know. He's going to fix them real good.
Yeah. And did you see the mayor of the Muslim mayor of London, the new one, said that he will not come to the U.S. He can't see himself coming if Donald Trump is president.
Continuing on with the top 50. We do it. You should do it at a party. With the top 50 technologies of all times, gadgets of all times, the Nest thermometers at number 44. That's
pretty
cool.
Oh, those are great.
The Fitbit at 42.
A lot of people love those. I haven't used those, but people love them.
The Roku Netflix player. So it's really Netflix and then the technology behind it. The Sony Discman is at 40.
Oh, remember those when they were like the hot thing?
The Apple iBook at 38. I don't know. That's sort of a that kind of takes you in a different direction too, because now everything is on the phone, right? So
yeah, but remember, is that when that came out, how thin it was, and I don't know. It just that the iBook was the first laptop that offered the wireless networking. They're saying so yeah. A little different. I was thinking it was the thin one.
In 1984, Motorola introduced the Dynatac 8000X, first commercial, truly portable cell phone.
Was that the bag phone, the big bag phone?
No, it was the one that was the gray one that looked like the size of a shoe.
We had the bag phone, which is humongous.
Yeah.
You put it in your car, you had to plug it into the cigarette lighter.
Cost $4,000 when it was introduced.
Oh, wow. It tells you how much this stuff costs.
$4,000, yeah. The Palm Pilot, number 36. The HP DeskJet. Now, that's kind of interesting because it was, you know, like a jet, inkjet printer. That mm-hmm. was big.
Because you almost didn't have to go to a commercial printer. You could just print out really good-looking graphics at home.
The Nokia 3210 phone, which was the colorful candy bar-shaped phone, so it got you down to, you know, like now when you're putting it in your pocket as opposed to wearing the big cell phone that time, that big gray cell phone, you'd mm-hmm. have to wear that on your hip like as though you were carrying an assault weapon with you. 32, the Wii.
Wii's great.
The Wii and the PlayStation are right there at the low 30s. TiVo at 29. The Amazon Kindle. Now, it's interesting because you get these people who are like, you know, is the Amazon Kindle is it new technology or old technology, or is it going to what can you do with it? Because it seems to me that the iPad or, you know, the tablets that you can do more things with seem to be a better idea. But
there's no glare on the Kindle, and you know, you can change the backgrounds and things so you can read it in the sun and you have all your books in one spot.
So most of the most of the back 20 of this top 50 list of Time Magazine's greatest gadgets of all times are relatively new stuff, all things in the last, you know, like 20 years,
mm-hmm.
except for or 30 years. But now we get into, now we're heading the Polaroid camera.
It's got to be on there, doesn't it?
The Polaroid one-step land camera, 1977. I thought it was even earlier than that. Where you take the picture, it would come out.
It was instantaneous.
And those are in again with the hipsters.
Polaroid doesn't make the stuff anymore, do they? Do they?
They
still
have
make,
like retro cameras you can buy now.
And the cartridges?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
With the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at a wedding once. I think it was a couple of summers ago, and they had them on everybody's table, and they were a little hipsterish. But, yeah, they had them. Instant photos.
Yep. Now look at that. Now look what you got right there.
What's old is new.
Yeah.
They are kind of fun.
Well, you know, like any one of those technologies, they were used for evil primarily and then used for good about one-third of the time. And two-thirds of the time, really pretty evil stuff went on there.
Did you have them in high school? Did you guys use them?
We did have them in high school. And
did you use them for evil in high school?
Yeah, there was some evil use. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know who was one of the first adopters of this? Because he died right around this time. But before that, the old Polaroid, where you take a picture and you take it out and you have to wait for it and then strip it apart and do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a little bit of work to the old Polaroids that were introduced in the late 60s. Elvis. Oh, Elvis used to carry the kit with him that had naked pictures of all of his girlfriends and or wives.
Oh, my gosh.
And then his pills and a .38 revolver.
That sounds dangerous.
Coming in at number 26 on this list, the Commodore 64. The Apple iPad is at 25. I'm surprised by that. That seems to me to be a more important kind of deal.
Well, that changed everything because then suddenly you were so mobile. It was so light. Family members could watch different content anywhere they wanted. That's revolutionary. But 25, pretty high in the top 50 gadgets of all time.
The PhoneMate 400 answering machine checks in at number 23. The TomTom GPS at 22.
You remember when those were like $700? Or I think they were even more. They were like $1,500 when you were so lucky to have the navigation device in your car or whatever.
It was a government-funded innovation. And it wasn't until Bill Clinton decided in 2000 to fully open the network that it became a massive commercial success. And you have to remember what they did there. This is kind of interesting. With all of that GPS technology that we use now, mm-hmm. was the first generation of military GPS band that was satellite derived, and there was that first generation, which was really only used by the military for a relatively short period of time, and then was used by general government orientation to figure out, had about a 30-yard differential.
Mm-hmm.
So you were anywhere, I'm sorry, 30-foot differential, so 10-yard differential, because they didn't want people, as a matter of fact, like back in the 1999, 2000, 2001, when golf carts started to have that technology and tell you how far away you were from the green, it was all done with, you couldn't trust any of it, because the government didn't want you to be able to pinpoint to an exact pin drop location anything, because they felt that it was dangerous for them. But 10
they
feet was still pretty
edge.
Close. I think somebody in the government goes, well, now, what's the difference if a nuclear warhead should happen to hit here or 10 feet from here? And then they were, and then
like, oh yeah, yeah, like, that yeah. makes sense. Okay,
that's a good point. We're going to give the technology. We should really be more careful.
But you think about location enabling and how it's changed everything on our phone and everything we use. You know, from Uber to Grubhub to ordering food, figuring out deals near you via Groupon or anything. I mean, you think about that technology and how it's changed life.
19. Checking in number 19. The JVC video movie camcorder. So you know, like. You know, the small, lightweight video camcorder that you could almost do anything you wanted with. And again, mostly evil. I'm not going to lie to you. But it spawned America's funniest home videos, too.
Great. Yeah, some great TV shows, for sure.
Number 18, the Motorola Bravo pager.
Oh, yeah. We used to have those when I was working in news, we'd have them. They'd page you to give you just, it was always like just how millennial text messages are. It's like three words. Go to address.
Right, or just a number. 911.
Yeah, 911. Okay, I got a call. It's very important. And then you go to a phone.
The number 17, the IBM Selectric typewriter. How about that? Introduced in 1961.
61, electric typewriter. Yep. I don't think it would be earlier than that, but okay.
Changeable typeface. Remember, it had a ball? That you'd like insert a ball and would have different kinds of, it wasn't just like that arm clacking thing.
Kind of spin around based on what letter you're going for.
And it would, and so you could put different, like, you know, Cyrillic or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it happened to be. Number 16, the Nintendo Game Boy and entertainment systems, or, you know, take you through 16, 15, down to 13, the Atari 2600. Boop. Boop. Boop, boop.
Remember how exciting that is and how so not exciting that would be now?
1977.
How it was back then.
Right. Boop.
You're doing the Pong.
Boop. Mm-hmm. Boop, boop. The Canon Pocketronic Calculator at number 11. Introduced in 1970. Okay, now...
What?
I'll get to the top 10, including something that I think will shock you.
That's on the list?
It's on the list,